Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, September 24th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of nonprofit news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Achievement Centers for Children and Families launches Fall in Love with Literacy campaign to inspire young readers. The Achievement Centers for Children and Families has launched its Fall in Love with Literacy campaign, a heartwarming initiative designed to foster a love of reading among the community's youngest learners while building meaningful connections with local leaders. This fall-themed campaign invites dignitaries, educators, and community champions to spend 30 minutes reading to children in the center's early learning classrooms. Guests are encouraged to bring a favorite book or choose from a curated selection of age-appropriate titles available on-site. After the storytime session with toddlers and preschoolers, guests are invited to take an optional tour of the nationally accredited facility. CEO Stephanie Seibel emphasizes that this initiative is about more than reading. It's about connection, community, and planting the seeds of literacy. Palm Beach County School Board member Erica Whitfield is among the first to join the effort, with additional visits being scheduled throughout the fall. For more information or to schedule a visit, contact Brandy Miller at 561-870-3942. New York Marine Rescue Center to release adult loggerhead sea turtle at Tiana Beach on Tuesday, September 23rd. The New York Marine Rescue Center is set to release an adult loggerhead sea turtle named Pegasus at Tiana Beach on Tuesday, September 23rd. Pegasus was transferred to NYMRC in May from National Aquarium in Baltimore after being found stranded with buoyancy issues, likely from a vessel strike. Specialized weights helped her regain strength during rehabilitation. NYMRC provided a larger tank for her recovery, and now she is ready to return to the ocean. Before the release, NYMRC Executive Director Maxine Montello will attach a satellite tag to track her movements. This marks another success in NYMRC's mission to rescue, rehabilitate, and release marine animals. The event will take place at 90 Dune Road, Hampton Bays, NY, at 6 p.m. NYMRC is a nonprofit organization dedicated to marine conservation. While the National Aquarium in Baltimore focuses on connecting people with nature to care for our ocean planet.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.